Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network, RFD Today. We always tell people, how does the network work? Well, it works through our great affiliates all over the state, and we speak to one that's been with us a long time, and that's John Hoscheid at WRMJ Radio in Alito. His last day today in terms of day-to-day operations. He stole WRMJ in Alito about a year ago, but has had a consulting contract really over the last year. I was thinking about John before he came in and was speaking with us today, with his connection kind of to the network, the late Roger Coleman at WRAM, also Roger Coleman at WGIL, the former WGEN, and then brought WRMJ to Alito. And he was instrumental in creating this radio network through the Illinois Farm Bureau. So John started June 12th of 1979 at WRMJ. He finishes up July 31st of 2024. John Hoscheid, congratulations. What has happened between June 12th of 79 and July 31st of 2024? How reflective are you this week?
Well, kind of reflective, Jim. As far as radio is concerned, it's gone from a Class A 3,000-watt FM to a station that can reach anybody in the world with the internet. The internet has just been a tremendous impact on the station. As you know, we're able to broadcast four high school football teams every Friday night, do so much more, and when people are away from Alito or Mercer County or Western Illinois, you can still tune in. When I'm visiting my daughter in St. Louis, I'm able to listen to the radio station, things like that. It's just, and the technology, the equipment we're using now here in the new WRMJ studios that the new owners put in, it's just that is amazing. From playing 45 records and commercials on 8-track carts and not being able to broadcast overnight, signing off at 11 o'clock each night, to 24/7 being able to be listened to anywhere in the world is just really amazing.
Now, you've taken a bit of a step back since the station was sold a year ago, but what do you think the big adjustment is for you? And maybe you won't know until tomorrow, August the 1st, where, you know, it's not, it was your way of life from June 12th of 1979 to
right
today.
Yeah, everybody's asking me, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I don't know. For first, I'm just going to get up in the morning and see where things take me. I know I'm definitely going to play more golf now. I'm finally going to have time to do that. And we're going to help out with the grandkids a lot more and hopefully travel a little bit, because as you know, I always tell people, just when you're in small market radio owning a station, you're like a doctor. It's, you've got your pager, you're on call 24/7, 365. So that maybe will be the nicest thing, that I won't have to worry about that the satellite dish is covered with snow or the antennas are iced up or this piece of equipment isn't working, that kind of thing.
And your ingredients to making this thing work, everybody does it their way. And, you know, I'm thankful I came into radio and there was really only one way I knew. I started at WRMJ in Alito, and that is kind of how I learned radio. What do you, I mean, is there something you can say to people who maybe a new ownership group or some new general manager out there that is getting into the business and trying to sustain the product, which I think is so important? We can say we're all competitors out there with whatever station you're at, but I think industry-wide, it's paramount that radio needs to be sustained, especially so in rural America.
Right. Well, when we first moved here, the Times Record and the Rock Island Argus were the two mainstays of communications for news for people in Mercer County, and we were the new guys. And over the course of the time, the Argus is not what it used to be. It has much fewer subscriptions. The Times Record is essentially gone, and now, because once again, a website, we're the newspaper, we're the radio station, and you need to assess your community. It all goes back to when Roger and Marilyn Coleman did their survey. You had to do a survey back then and tell the FCC how you were going to serve the community and what the problems and concerns of the general public was in that community. And I told you, when we go back and look at our records, the same concerns the people had in 1979 are the same concerns they have in 2024. And Roger first and then me, we just programmed to, we felt, meet the needs of the community. And agriculture, huge. I always go back to this. I grew up in Henry, Illinois. My father owned a business called Watercots. It was a family business. When he finally closed it down, it was 117 years old. But I always remember him telling me when I worked for him, he said, John, he says, if the farmers have a good year, Watercots has a good year. And I've always felt if the farmers have a good year, WRMJ will have a good year. And that, local news, and then, of course, you know my passion, high school sports.
And I think, too, the other thing that, and this is just the blueprint that I've seen, and this is a testimonial for me, is when people say, how do you sell the product or how do you sell the station? You get your briefcase, you walk out the door, you walk down the sidewalk if you're in a downtown area, or you get in your car and you drive to see your clients face to face. Seems simple, but it's a lost art. And that's the one thing I've always appreciated about John Hoscheid, is it's like the old Dunkin' Donuts commercial, got to make the donuts, right? You got to stay with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a rhythm to life when you're in this business.
And I kind of patterned my sales approach, because I was trained as a broadcast journalist, nothing to do with management or sales. And I had very little training, but I enjoyed working with people. And I just remember when I moved to town here, there was a gentleman named Joe Anderson, and Joe worked for the Argus. And everybody knew they were going to see Joe Anderson every Monday, and he was going to call on every business in town, so to speak. And he was reliable and da-da-da-da-da. And I kind of patterned myself a little bit after that. On Mondays, people in Alito were going to see me. On Tuesdays, people in Monmouth and Galesburg were going to see me. On Wednesdays, I was going to go here. Thursdays, Muscatine, Quad Cities. Friday, see people in Alito again. And everybody knew that I was going to come and call on them. And the other thing is I told people I couldn't do this job if I was just a manager sitting in my office. I hate that part of it. And so I really thoroughly, the biggest thing is I'm going to miss is all the businesses that I worked with that I hope to help make them more successful, and those relationships that I've, you know, built with people. I mean, for example, Bruce Foote, I keep thinking of him. His car dealership, and before Bruce bought it in Monmouth, they've been on the air with us every day for 45 wow. years.
Well, and I think, too, about you, the other thing that's important is civic engagement. And I know there can be so many meetings, and you know some of them may be pointless, but you have to have a face or a voice at the table.
Oh, yeah. Right? You got to be involved in the community. You got to cover things. You know, I served on the Park District and what else? The Chamber of Commerce, Alito Main Street, you know, all these different things. My church. Stuff like that. And that's one of my concerns with the next generation, people, let's say, from 30 to 50 right now, is they're not getting involved. And they need to, I know they're busy, but I just can't imagine people being busier than I was. And that you've got to just find time to give back to your community. And so I hope, for example, Rhubarb Fest. You know, I'm talking to one of the ladies. We were cutting rhubarb and making all these pies, and John, I'm worried, you know, we need more people to help us. And so I'm hoping young people, wherever you live, you need to get involved and find some time.
John, thanks for making radio a better place.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been, as I said, you've been tremendous. I've been had the staff here at WRMJ, you here for 30 years, Terry, most of our employees, minimum they ever worked here was 5 to 10 mm-hmm. years. And that's, as you mentioned, so I would leave at 9 o'clock in the morning to go call on people. And as I told people, I knew you took care of the news, Terry took care of the farm show, the morning show, Cynthia now, whatever, Kia, everybody. I just knew when I left the station, I'd come back and find it in one piece and operating the right way. And that made it so much easier to go out and call on.
I needed a little guidance early in my career, though. Good to see John Hoscheid, great face and voice for radio, not only in Alito, but across the state of Illinois and throughout the Midwest. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.